The Galactic Alliance isn't exactly defenseless without us, Jaina said, placing a hand on the back of Luke's chair. They have the largest military force in the galaxy. Chief Dorvan could propose a resolution that any attempt to infiltrate the Galactic Alliance would be taken as an act of open war. The Sith would be very reluctant to come after Coruscant again.
I think I can arrange that. Dorvan's voice was not quite smug, but it was relieved, and Luke knew that the Chief was getting exactly what he wanted. The best thing for the Galactic Alliance. He caught Luke's eye, then raised a questioning brow.
Especially if I can sell it as the price of Jedi leaving Coruscant.
Luke nodded.
Of course, he said. As long as you don't mind placing a couple of Jedi in your office to keep watch for Sith infiltrators.
They wouldn't need to be obvious, would they?
It would probably work better if they weren't,
Kyle said. Dorvan actually smiled.
Then I think we have an agreement.
Not quite yet.
Luke raised a hand to hold Dorvan at bay, then glanced around the circle of masters.
Are we agreed?
The masters gave their consent, one after the other, some with more certainty than others, but all in honest agreement. When Luke came to the newest master, Jaina turned and looked out over the planet for a long time, then finally nodded.
Agreed, she said. It will be hard living somewhere other than Coruscant, but not as hard as seeing it torn apart in battle after battle.
Dorvan exhaled in relief, then stepped over to Luke's chair.
Thank you for not making this difficult, he said. It's not that we're ungrateful for all the Jedi have done and sacrificed, but with a whole world of Sith out there...
He let the sentence trail off, no doubt struggling to find the words to say what everyone in the room knew, that Coruscant had suffered enough.
There's no need to explain.
Luke rose and took Dorvan's hand with genuine affection.
You're going to be one of history's great chiefs of state. Go with the Force, my friend.